Hare Krishna. So when Krishna described the four categories of people who don't surrender unto him and four categories of people who surrender unto him, Krishna felt that there will be a question that will be asked, that what about those people who don't surrender unto Krishna but surrender unto someone else? What about them? So then Krishna started explaining that there are certain class of people who surrender to different personalities called as Devi Devatas or demigods. So after describing about the demigod worshippers, now Krishna is going to describe about another category of people who tries to surrender to the impersonal feature of the Lord. So let's see what Krishna wants to tell about them in shloka number 24.
Avyaktam vyaktimapannam Manyante mam abuddhayah Param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anuttamam.
So here Krishna is saying abuddhaya manyate. Again he uses the word abuddhaya. Unintelligent men. Unintelligent men think that manyate. What do they think? Avyaktam vyaktim apannam mam. So these unintelligent people, the impersonalists, what do they think? Before the Lord was impersonal, avyaktam, and now he has become vyakti, now he has become person. And so Krishna is making a statement here saying, param bhavam ajananto. Ajananto, without knowing, due to their small intelligence, they don't know that param bhavam. They don't know the higher nature of Lord Krishna. And along with that, mama avyayam anuttamam. This particular form of the Lord is avyayam, is imperishable, and anuttamam is supreme. So these two features or these qualities, these impersonalists will never be able to understand. This is what is the essence that Krishna is giving here in this shloka. A very important shloka to understand, because knowingly, unknowingly, sometimes people get into the trap of calling the impersonal feature of the Lord to be supreme and personal form of the Lord to be subordinate to the impersonal form. But then we have discussed in the previous videos how the personal form of the Lord, that Krishna himself, the Bhagavan feature, is actually the source of both Paramatma and Brahman aspect. So when we say that impersonal form of the Lord, so we need to understand that impersonal form of the Lord comes from the personal form of the Lord. So let's get into the details of this particular shloka. Lord Krishna in his personal form is here speaking before Arjun. And still due to ignorance, impersonalists argue that the Supreme Lord ultimately has no form. Now this is the foolishness. Krishna is standing in front of Arjuna on the chariot. Arjuna is looking at him, his wonderful, beautiful form. And Krishna is speaking. He's speaking, giving instructions to Arjuna. So now when a person is speaking, how can we call him as impersonal? But then this logic or this common sense is not there when it comes to the impersonalists. Still they make a point saying, no, whatever it is, but still he's impersonal. Then it is said, in Brahma Samhita, there's a very nice shloka which says,
Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam adyam purana purusham navayavanam cha Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
So here Brahma is glorifying. Brahma is saying that Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakta. So he is saying that even after reading the entire Vedanta that is there, still approaching Lord Krishna or understanding him is very, very difficult. Oh, then how to understand Krishna then? Only one way. Atma bhakta, by practicing devotional service, by doing devotional service, rendering devotional service onto Krishna, it is possible to understand Krishna. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. Who can actually understand Krishna? Only my devotees can understand Krishna. Krishna is telling this. So here, it is said, persons who are under the impression that the absolute truth is impersonal are described as abuddhayah. So these impersonalists are too much into reading Vedanta and all that. But then it's very clear in Brahma Samhita, just by reading that, just by trying to speculate, do mental speculation on the Vedantas, it's not possible to understand the Lord. So here, Lord himself is using the word abuddhayah, which means those who do not know the ultimate feature of the absolute truth. Now this is regarding those impersonalists who were there in maybe some 100 years back, some centuries back. But now currently, the modern impersonalists who are there, they're much more degraded than them. That's what is given here. Modern impersonalists are still less intelligent, for they do not even follow their great predecessor, Shankaracharya, who has specifically stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Impersonalists, therefore, not knowing the Supreme Truth, think Krishna to be only the son of Devaki and Vasudev, or a prince, or a powerful living entity. So Shankaracharya was a propounder of impersonalism. But then he himself, towards the end of his life, towards the later part, he made it very clear that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wrote wonderful verses, a beautiful song called Bhaja Govindam. In that he has made it very clear that worship Govinda, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a person. He made it very, very clear. But then towards the end, his disciples started feeling, maybe our spiritual master has gone a bit crazy, so he's speaking all crazy things. So they were not able to accept what Shankaracharya was telling towards the end. And now in the age of Kali, especially now in the modern times, people not even follow what Shankaracharya gave in his initial part of life. They are just concocting whatever they want. So basically, what will happen? What will happen with this concoction? Maybe there will be some intellectual titillation, but then there will be no result. There will be no goal that will be achieved. It will be just proper waste of time. Already we have less time, and that also we are wasting, just speculating something about the impersonal feature of the Lord. So here it is given that when Krishna Leela is described, so people say, oh, he took birth from Devaki and Vasudev. Oh, he was crawling. Oh, he was stealing butter. He was not able to walk. Then he started walking. He was lying. He was doing this. He was doing that. I don't think there's much difference between me and him. What is the problem? Problem is, we are trying to pull the Supreme Personality of Godhead to our level, and then we are trying to analyze, who is he? How are we supposed to understand Krishna? We have to understand Krishna at his level, Parambhavam. He's having a higher nature. Yes. And Anuttamam, he's supreme. So he is there, and we have to understand him like that. Not that we pull him at our level and try analyzing what he does and what we are doing. Krishna chose his parents to take birth. He appeared from the womb of Devaki. But when it comes to us, we didn't choose our parents. We were forced to enter some womb. So this is the basic difference that we can understand about Krishna's appearance and our happy birthday. So this is what we can understand. So here it is said, or we can go on describing about the difference between a mortal being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But anyways, throughout Bhagavad Gita, we'll see in the future chapters also, that how we are mortal fallen souls of this world, and how Krishna is that eternal blissful personality who is always engaged in his eternal blissful pastimes. Here it is given that Avajananti Mamudha Manushim Tanum Ashritaha, 9th chapter, 11th shloka. Only the fools regard me as an ordinary person. So again, Krishna is using the word avajananti, fools, unintelligent. Those people who don't understand Krishna, they are actually unintelligent. The fact is that no one can understand Krishna without rendering devotional service and without developing Krishna consciousness. This is the fact, this is the common theme throughout Bhagavad Gita, that if we want to understand Krishna, janma karma chame divyam, if we want to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord, the transcendental activities of the Lord, only by devotional service this is possible. Otherwise it is not possible. Just by speculation we cannot. And one of the best ways to understand Krishna is given here. When one fully is engaged in Krishna consciousness, beginning with chanting the Mahamantra,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Then only can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very important point, you know, to understand, that only by doing devotional service will be able to understand Krishna. Non-devotee impersonalists think that Krishna has a body made of material nature and that all his activities, his form and everything are Maya. So here again, a foolish statement that Krishna's body is material. Now this is another filthy argument, you know, that is given by the impersonalist. That okay, he is actually impersonal, but now he has taken a material body. But then one thing we have to understand is, even if Krishna is there in material world, he will have the same form as that of Goloka Vrindavan. There is no difference. He is eternal, he is full of knowledge and full of bliss. That's how his entire form is. And here it is very nicely mentioned that how the worshippers, so in the previous shloka we saw that how the worshippers of demigods go to different planets of demigods. And those who are devotees of Lord Krishna go to the Krishna Loka planet. Although this is clearly stated, the foolish impersonalists still maintain that Lord is formless and that these forms are impositions. Therefore, the monistic contention that ultimate truth is formless and that the form is imposed does not hold true. So, this is another point that we can go on discussing. That demigods have a planet means they are persons and they are staying in the planet. If demigods are persons who are having a planet, we are talking about Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, which is a planet, a spiritual world. So there, Lord Sri Krishna is there in his original feature, his original form. If demigods can have a form, why not Krishna? If we can have a form, why not Krishna? So if we can have form and if Krishna does not have form, that basically goes on to say that we are better than Krishna. Because we have something which Krishna does not have. So logically we can defeat these arguments in various ways. But here this one line is enough where Krishna is saying that abuddhaya, less intelligent. Such people are less intelligent. What to talk more about them? So here Krishna has told that the demigod worshippers are less intelligent. The impersonalists are less intelligent. Who are intelligent one? Krishna bhakta vada chatur. The Krishna's devotees are actually intelligent. These are statements directly from Krishna. This is not something which we are making. Now, after describing all this, we understand that Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, abode, everything is eternal. If everything is eternal, if he is always there, then why is it that we are not able to see him? What is the problem? This question Krishna is going to answer in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.